When he was 9, Majuk Dor and his family fled civil war in Sudan. After 3 years in Egypt, they arrived in Australia in 2003 and settled in a Melbourne suburb. The lanky teenager began playing Australian rules football just 4 years ago, but has made history by becoming the first player from Africa to join the professional league, the AFL. This week he signed a 2-year contract with the North Melbourne club. He starts in the reserves, learning the intricacies of this unique Australian game, which fuses elements of sports such as soccer and rugby. Dor hopes his efforts will encourage other African migrants to integrate more into Australian society.
When I first started, a lot of my Sudanese friends, the boys, they weren't a fan of me playing footy. They tend to hang around the Sudanese people, just one area. I kept on telling them, you need to get out and explore and know these people, because you're going to be living here all your life. You're not going to be with the Sudanese people the whole time. Me making it into AFL will give them more opportunities and give them confidence to sort of go out there and do their own things to better themselves.
Dor experienced racist taunts on his journey to the elite ranks of the AFL, but says they only hardened his resolve. He says the Sudanese have often struggled to adapt to life in Australia. A spokesman for North Melbourne said the teenager, who's 194 centimetres tall and is still growing, had enormous potential to succeed at the highest level of the Australian Rules Football League, a nationwide organisation with 16 professional teams. The majority are based in the southern state of Victoria, with other clubs in Adelaide, Brisbane, Sydney and Perth. In the past decade, about 25,000 Sudanese refugees have resettled in Australia. The number of arrivals has slowed as the government has shifted its focus to accommodating those displaced by instability elsewhere, such as Iraq. Canberra resettles about 13,000 refugees every year under official humanitarian programs. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.